Welcome to Gaming and Gabbing, where video and tabletop gamers unite.
A podcast where we level up with you on our journey to ultimate nerddom. I'm your Wizard of Weird, Dayanne Hutton.
And I'm your Rogue of Realness, Amber Plaster.
And let's hit start.
Let's do episode 26, shall we?
26.
20.
Over halfway to 30.
Yeah, 26. That's the 20.
Yeah, that was a good year.
I mean, it's a, you know? That's, everyone knows that song. Guys, we're back at it again. Thanks so much for being here. We are going to be talking about something that is new to me. I don't think is going to be new today because I think she's played more Sims than I have, but we're going to be talking about dating Sims today.
Dating Sims, yeah.
And this is a topic that I am super open to talking about again and again because it is wild to me. I'm like, yeah. What is this world? Like, I don't mean to like make fun of it, but a lot of it is very beautiful artwork that feels more comic booky, and then the storyline tends to be very soap opera in nature. And
I would agree.
It's still a really enjoyable experience.
It's huge. And I would agree. I feel most dating sims are also marketed as visual novels.
Ooh.
Or like that you can like click through because there isn't generally voice acting or things like that. And it's often more still stuff. But I'm not much more versed than you. Wow. I don't know about it either. It's what I'm trying to say. I've played a few more than you, but
that stuttering you just heard is Day trying to be humble. Listen, she does know
Day trying to operate.
Reboot. Day
stop functioning.
Listen, Dayanne Elizabeth Hutton.
Not
Marie
name, but I love it.
Ashley.
That was my mom's name.
Hey, in there. Close. Michelle?
Familia. Therese.
Therese. Okay, that was on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Enough tomfoolery. Tell me the games that you are going to be talking about for today's episode. I tried one dating sim, and I think you tried one or two dating sims over the week?
I've played a few. I most recently played Mission It's Complicated, which we'll get into, but Amber, don't sell yourself short. You're a huge fan of Monster Prom. That's a dating sim.
I guess like, I don't think of it as a sim short. Because it's so funny.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It feels more like a choose-your-own-adventure, like, silly part. It feels more like Cards Against Humanity than it, like, you know, it like it sounds like, yeah. It feels more like a party game or like Jackbox than like
it does
a video
some
game
reverence,
to me.
For
yeah.
Sure. I mean, again, I haven't played very many of them either, but the ones I've played all seem to really try to incorporate a lot of humor. They can be irreverent, especially Monster Prom can get really irreverent.
Okay, but, so let's just pretend there's someone listening to this who doesn't know what all these games are. Just
of
to give you guys a quick reference point. Dating sims are basically anything that the overarching story is about how to get a date with someone or
right.
How to successfully fall in love or anything that's like really relationship heavy. And they tend to be PC games, but they can literally be on anything. There's also a lot of really like interesting looking mobile games that are dating sims.
Oh my god,
and
sure.
Sims stand for simulator.
It stands for dating simulator. So you are simulating trying to woo and date another person.
So can I just
with varying success rates.
Can I just say I at first thought this was like people trying to date each other but through a video game. I
no,
so misunderstood
Tinder.
The genre. Like I was like, this is a VR chat room. Like what is happening right now? But no, that's not it. You actually play in the genre of romance, basically. Or I guess, I mean, with Monster Prom is a perfect example. So with Monster Prom, you sort of play this absurd game. You can have up to four players or you can play single player. And it is very much like a choose-your-own-adventure storybook. It is even kind of, like, unfolds kind of like a book, like a children's book.
Yeah, it does, like, page kind of flippy things sometimes.
It sticks to, like, really basic archetypes, like the jock and stuff like that, to help you understand it. But basically, you have to be a bad guy. So to win someone over, you might need to start a bloodbath. And it's like, you don't know that going into it until you get the vibe of the game. How could I ever put that with another dating sim? Like, that's so wild to me.
It is. It is. And I will say, I've played many times, and I have never successfully gotten a date to prom. I am bad at dating sims. So, like, everyone, I've achieved my goal once in a dating sim.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. I'm just...
Wait, in Monster Prom or in any dating sim?
Any dating sim.
No!
I've never gotten a date to prom. The closest I got to was, like, Scott and I became really good friends, but I had accidentally convinced him to go be, like, king of the wolves in the forest, and so he rejected all ideas of prom, and I was
See,
like,
Scott
what?
Is tricky. Scott is tricky because he makes it seem easy, but he gets so enthusiastic, he's like, oh, I don't even remember prom, and he just, you know, shiny object syndrome.
He just fucked off to the forest to go be, like, the leader of the furries. I was like, are you kidding?
Oh, that's right. I remember that. I remember that storyline. That's a really good one. And with, like, the little fancy cat that fights him. Another dating sim that I played is called Speed Dating for Ghosts. And it is exactly what it sounds like. It is a much smaller, much more indie game. And it feels like a Mad Libs game.
Ooh.
It's very, very...
How so?
Yeah. So it is, like, there's three storylines you can play. Three guys you can try to date. And if it goes well, you can go on a date with one of them. Mm-hmm. But you can also, like, I guess, lose the game by not getting to one of the dates. And they don't really have great options. So it was interesting. It was interesting. I'll talk about that in a second. But then also, I just wanted, for anybody who doesn't know the games that you're talking about, you are also mentioning Monster Prom, where you choose to try to get... There's, like, six monsters you can pick. Of varying degrees of harshness.
Yep.
It's pretty cute. It's pretty.
I think they had some. They are constantly updating and adding new things as well. And I'm pretty sure they just had a new update recently as well. They like add new characters. They add new plot lines. So they really keep it fresh.
I should get that.
They're awesome people. Yeah. They're.
I think
really
they have
cool.
a Halloween special DLC, and I was like, I should get that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. And I feel like they came out with another one recently for, like, their two-year anniversary or something along those lines.
You guys, though, if you haven't played Monster Prom at a party where people are drinking, try it.
Ooh, that's a good idea. See, that's my one thing with dating sims is they're fun, but...
Not all of them are fun.
Okay, well, so...
Because the ones I looked at had some heavier tones, for sure.
Okay, I can see that. My thing with it is just, I don't know why I would ever play it on my own. Like, not streaming, is what I mean when I say
on my
own.
Yeah. That's also what's fascinating to me, too. I'm like, who are the people that want to play this alone that feel that they're not getting this? Or maybe they do get it and they just enjoy
they just
this
like
sort
the genre.
Of...
Yeah.
Sort of genre and experience, or the psychology of it. You know?
Mm-hmm. But my problem when I do play it on stream is then that it's so much reading out loud.
I felt like a narrator. Yeah.
I get exhausted reading, and it's good, like, all the ones I've played have good writing and good dialogue. I don't want to skip over it. I want people to experience it. Maybe people don't read as fast as me, and if I don't read it out loud, they'll miss stuff, but it can get exhausting reading it all out loud for sure. So that's why I feel like I can only do one, like, every 6 months. I'm like, okay, here's a dating sim.
Dude, I feel
Or
that.
Shorter ones. Shorter ones would be
God
good
bless
well.
A short video game. You know, I don't know what is happening over here with these 50-hour long games. I appreciate, and we stan, a one-hour game. A one-hour game. You hear that, Debs?
I appreciate the new word you just made, which is repreciate, which I'm pretty sure was respect and appreciate at the same
time. It was together.
It's real good.
I was like, respect, and I was like, I don't respect it. I appreciate it.
I
see you, girl. You didn't have to be that bad bitch, but you went out there and you did it anyway, and I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm saying. It's fine.
We'll just move past it like it never happened. Dream Daddy. That was the first kind of dating sim I was ever aware of that was ever on my radar when I first started streaming. And I was really excited to try it. And I was new to streaming as well. And I started it and I was just like, oh, I literally have to read everything. And it was just awkward for me. And so I ended up not finishing it, which I regret because it gets good praise and reviews and it seems like a fun game. So I should try and go back to that sometime.
How long is it?
I have no idea. This was like 3 years ago.
Oh. Because to me that looks like a game that would end very quickly. But it to me, it like, you know, like the length of like a board game, like maybe like 2 or 3 hours, I feel like.
Yeah. I think most dating sims are that length. Okay. Like a board game length. That's a good way to put it. I recently just played a new game called Mission It's Complicated, which is actually, you are in charge of a group of superheroes. They're like your superhero. You're in charge of the superhero agency and you have to
fight crime. For X-Men or...
Kind of. The thing is like you need to get two of the heroes to love each other in order to fight the big bad at the end. But what's really cool is they make it so that it doesn't necessarily have to be romantic love. You could like make two of them best friends forever.
Oh, I like that. That's cool. Yeah.
And it's also super like LGBTQIA+ friendly. Like one of the characters is them. Several of the characters are gay. Like, it's just really inclusive. And it's also really fun because you pair them up to fight crimes as well. So, like, you find out about a crime and you read about the crime and you're like, okay, which two of these do I think can handle this best? And you send them and then you have to decide which one of their skills you use. And
oh, that's cool. Are the characters likable, though? Because I feel like I could get into that if I'm, like, into the characters. Kind of like, I mean, in Monster Prom, I was like, this girl has a credit card problem and snakes on her head. I'm in, you know?
I felt like I was super sold by, there's one girl who's called Wi-Fi and she can talk to electronics and she's super adorable. And then there's another guy. That's
such a cute little superhero name. Why have you not?
I know. Before? And then there's a guy named Tidal Wave who was bitten by a radioactive shark.
Adorable.
So yeah. So he's got water powers and shark teeth. Wait, and like a fin on his head.
But you can't date them.
No, you're not. You're pairing them up together, okay, which is what makes it different.
You're sort of playing as God, then.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. You're playing as God, and you're trying to figure out who is gonna like who. So it might be even trickier in that it's like you have to understand both sides' personalities.
Well, you're managing both. When you're playing as yourself, you don't have to manage yourself. That's really interesting. So did you get? In that case,
spoiler alert, I destroyed the world because I couldn't get two of them in love quick enough.
Oh, wow.
So the world ended.
Wow. It wasn't just it didn't quite work. It was like the world ended. Because you did such, like, that bad of a job that there was an explosion that, like, wow.
But it's cute because you, like I said, you put them on the missions, and then if their relationship grows enough, then you unlock, like, little dates they can go on as well.
Okay, so it has high replay value, then, because you can unlock new storylines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can, like, go after pairing different groups and get different storylines, like you said. Yeah, and the art was really fun, because it was very bright, comic book-y kind of art.
I always wondered why they didn't have voices for those, because it seems like it would be super easy because they don't really move their mouths too much. You could just kind of,
I think it would just be too much money to put into it, like to go through voiceover, because with all the different variations
I'm like
would be
actors
quite an
are
undertaking.
Not hard to find.
Right. I guess if you went non-union,
yeah,
it's just
non-union,
a huge,
go with non-union.
I
what's
think I mean no but don't thanks as an actor I say don't please
I mean but, non-union actors are better than no actors.
True, but, like, think about it. It took us, think about all the time it took to record for Life is Strange because of all the different variations. Like, Hannah was recording for months.
I bet, yeah.
All of her lines.
Like, I would think years, honestly, because of how many,
I don't think
she
it
had
wasn't
so
years.
Many lines, dude. She had so many lines.
I would think, though, that dating sims are tend to be on the cheaper side to develop. And so, and part of that is not having too much voiceover. Though, Monster Prom has some voiceover. They have, like, little bits and, like, sound bites and stuff. But it is just a lot of dialogue. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, man. I will say I also had fun playing, because I did do this. I played I Love You, Colonel Sanders.
That's right. How could we forget?
KFC marketing ploy dating sim. It was free. I played it on Valentine's Day. It was a lot of fun. It was stupid. It was silly. It was super anime kind of style. Colonel Sanders was hot. Like,
you I got mean, I hope so.
Images of food. And it was great. And it was short. It was pretty short.
Okay. All right. So far, what has been your favorite thing about dating sims? Speaking off of what you've enjoyed. Like, what do you enjoy? Like, for me, I enjoy... I enjoy the hunt.
Uh-huh. Continue. Please do.
I'm like, oh, what is that? Oh, okay. Cool. This is how we're gonna do it. Like, I just enjoy I enjoy getting to know people and finding out what they like, and then
I can really see you just like getting like sitting at your desk, like getting down to business, cracking your knuckles, like dimming the lights, and just being like, "Let's go! I've got to figure out these humans."
Yeah, it's just really fun to dissect. I really like it.
Yeah, I like the kind of choose your own adventure aspect of it all. How it can go different ways. I really do like choice-based games coming from, you know,
same.
Life and Strange and Detroit. And it's very different gameplay, but it's still a little choice-based adventure situation.
It's, you know, what I notice is it's choice-based gaming, but it's, generally speaking, less stressful.
Generally speaking,
I mean, it's pretty, it doesn't rush you to make a decision. You can kind of sit there and listen to the music and think about it. Mm-hmm. And
they tend to have good music, I feel like. Just, like, nice background music.
Yeah, I have found all of them to be aesthetically pleasing as well. So this game, I gotta share the screenshots with you guys, because they're pretty simple, but, like, I really enjoy them, and it was nuts. So, check it out. So I think the idea is to kind of get you to think about death. So there is definitely dark undertones in this game, but
I love it.
Pretty silly. It's pretty straightforward. You know, it's an A or B. It's like, press this one or press this one. It's pretty much how the game goes. And it's a very simple animation in black and white. And it's like, okay, you're a ghost and you're in a dusty old conference hall that it was beautiful like 50 years ago. And they are going to be holding singles there, and they come in and they sign you up. And they go, okay, well, like, how do you feel about death? And, like, based off your answers, they respond to you in different ways. And then she's like, okay, we're going to pair you up with three ghosts. And if they go well, you can go out with one of them. And let me know if you have problems with any of them. And so you, I don't know. I think you can get different ghosts. I think you only get three ghosts the first time you play, because at the end, you can go to the cemetery. And there
pick up a new hot date.
There are unmarked gravestones, and the one that I went out on a date with, I had his name. So I think if you win, I guess, by going out with each one of them and getting their names to be on their gravestone. I feel like for one of them at least, it was pretty platonic. It was like not forcing anything.
Yeah.
On you, it was just kind of like, oh, I'm scared because I'm a ghost, and I was always scared of ghosts, and you just have like a conversation about that, and I'm like, this is sweet, it's kind of boring, but I just really enjoyed, I really enjoyed looking at the animation, it was so beautiful. I was having a great time, it was just long enough, it was like, I don't even know how long it was, maybe 30 minutes? I did get the speed dating for ghosts from the Itch.io racial justice bundle that Day mentioned a few episodes ago, which has since expired, but I just want to let you guys know if you want similar games like that, that's where I got it.
There's a lot of dating sims on there that look just fun and kind of wild and wacky. That's another thing I like about dating sims is they're always, like, unique. They're always have, like, a really unique angle, and they always... The ones that I've played tend to have like pretty fun humor, and there's like there's some silliness to it as well. But there was serious stuff. They approached the topic in Mission It's Complicated, where the two of the characters that were on a date started talking about their mental health, and I was like, oh my god, I love this. This is so wonderful.
It's so nice.
It was so great.
I just love to see it. Normalizing
mental health. Yay. Listen,
I know a lot of you guys are not super into the whole, like, self-help situation. You guys know I'm super into it. But it's just nice to see diverse lifestyles and opinions and stuff represented in something you care about. It's just, I know it's silly, but we gush about this kind of stuff because it's just, it's nice to see. Mm-hmm. It feels like, our perspective is being valued, if not shared. It's nice.
Hell yeah. I feel like if I had played a game in high school where this cute, fun character was talking about her anxiety, I would have been like, oh, I'm not alone.
Yeah. Like, same.
But hell yeah.
Yeah, most definitely.
I really appreciated that. Well, speaking of mental health, it's not actually a dating sim, but it's disguised as a dating sim. I have indeed played Doki Doki Literature Club, which is intense. It is very intense. That is a very intense game disguised as a dating simulator.
Okay. How so?
Goes places. Well, I don't want to spoil it for anyone that might want to play it. It's a psychological, like, horror thriller disguised as a dating sim, and that's all I'll say. Ooh. And like, I had to have trigger warnings.
I don't appreciate that, and I don't appreciate any surprise horror.
Well, no, not in that way. Psychological thriller, I would say, is better.
Well, I don't appreciate any surprise scaries. All right.
Yeah, so I had to have, like, trigger warnings and stuff up when I played, because for people that didn't know about it, that it was gonna, like, go over really sensitive topics.
Okay.
It's a very divisive game. Like, when I streamed it, I had people coming in being like, oh my god, you're playing Doki Doki, I love this game! And then I had other people being like, hey Day, I love you, but this game is way too much for me, I just wanted to say hi, I'll be back later when you're not playing it.
That, like, is so fair, yeah. I mean,
so divisive.
Not everyone are into the super experimental metal games, but...
Those are the dating sims I've played, which when I write, I want it to be like, I haven't played that many, but I write it down and I'm like, that seems like a fair amount.
Yeah, I think I think us playing, what, 5, 6 dating sims altogether is enough to merit a discussion. On the topic.
Yeah, and you know, on this podcast, we might not have to have done anything to merit an opinion.
Listen,
so.
Whoa. I don't know.
I didn't call you out specifically.
I would like to change the topic. Speaking of changing the topic, okay. Did you guys know that Animal Crossing New Horizons, praise be, is gonna have some downloadable content updates coming. You know, never say 2020 never gave you anything, because at least there's the
gave
silver
us Animal Crossing.
At least we can go swimming in Animal Crossing. And, you know,
hell yeah.
We are just here to celebrate the good news today, and we will also be covering the fact that they were going to be releasing some exclusive dope mermaid accessories as well as furniture.
Oh, that's amazing. I have a shell bed. I can't wait.
So three free updates coming up. The first one is arriving on July 3rd, 2020, as the first wave of the summer updates.
Ayo, she said a pun.
I read it, and I will provide the link as evidence because I did not make that pun myself. We'll let players dive into the ocean and swim around, as predicted in an earlier data mined. You'll also be able to dive for sea creatures, which, of course, you can then donate.
That sounds so good!
Yeah! I don't think he's gonna like those lobsters, though. Because he's scared of bugs.
We'll see.
And lobsters are basically just sea bugs, so...
Well, shrimp definitely are. So if you can catch shrimp, you can be like, ha ha.
I bet you will. I mean, you can already catch a crawdad, which is basically the same thing.
Right? That stupid joke. Is this a crawdad or am I a giant lobster? Whatever.
That was it.
I nailed it.
Nailed it. Uh-huh. Also, I just have to say that one of my favorite things about this update is that you can run and jump, and they're so cute doing a little tumble into the water.
You can jump?
You can run and cannonball into the water.
Oh my god. Amazing.
Adorable. Can't wait to see what the other two updates for the summer are. I mean, maybe flying?
Yeah, let's fly.
Maybe digging? I don't know.
I can already dig.
How far can we take this, Nintendo? Anyway, I just wanted to share that update with you guys.
I will say round off this conversation, there are a dating sim or two coming out in the future.
Ooh.
One of which I know you're excited for, Amber, and I am as well. Boyfriend Dungeon!
Boyfriend Dungeon!
Where your weapons, you get to try and date your weapons.
Why are we so hyped for this game? We don't even know anything about it.
Because the idea of dating your weapon is, like, kind of hot, right? Like,
yeah.
My sword turns into a man and then I might be able to make out with him. Okay. Like,
or maybe it's like they don't, like, they, if they get mad at their boyfriend, they turn them into a weapon and put them in their dungeon. I don't know.
That's very punishing.
I guess they should just call it kidnapping. I don't know.
That would be called kidnap dungeon. Yeah. Yikes.
When is it released? Do we have an official release date?
No, I remember looking it up recently and it just says kind of like 2020. Okay. So we're not sure.
TBD. Not sure. TBD on Boyfriend Dungeon. But what else are you looking forward to today?
Well, actually, I realized that this is actually out already. I just had seen it last year at PAX West and didn't know it was out yet. But it's called Best Friends Forever. And sort of how the Mission It's Complicated one also involves superhero work. So it's not just kind of one track minded with the dating. This one is where you raise a dog and you like get a puppy and then you like meet other people while you're walking your dog kind of thing. So you also get kind of like an animal raising thing in there as well as the dating aspect.
You get a companion boost. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love something with more than one kind of aspect to it. I like getting to focus on two different things because, you know.
Do you prefer games to have like a buddy character, like a non-playable character to join you on your adventures? Does that affect you?
I wouldn't say that affects me. I mean, I would say it affects me in a way of like if it's a combat kind of game, I think it's fun to have like a little creature that just runs alongside you for sure. So yeah, animal companions for the win.
Animal companions. Dating and simulators and playing ridiculous games. All in a day's work here at Gaming and Gabbing. I don't know why I'm taking credit for dating sims like I invented the genre just now, but I just want to celebrate with you guys. It feels like a win for all of us.
Our aesthetic is opinion. Go for it.
It just, you guys, dating sims, it feels like a win for all of us. And
I think
we can all pat ourselves on the back for that. You know,
we've all come a long way. Worked very hard.
We've all worked a lot to get here to enjoy this content. So, thank you.
We gamed and we gabbed, and that's it. We did it. We're done.
Dave, what else is going on with you? What's going on in your life in the world of just day and playing games?
I am going to start playing The Last of Us next week, next Thursday. So probably the day after this releases. Spoilers, but I'm seeing a lot of people saying, don't play it. It's disappointing. Apparently there's clips of people breaking their physical game copies after they played because they were so upset with how it ended. And I'm like, wow, what the hell happens in this game?
Yeah, I have a lot to say about that. And it's ridiculous. Upset. And people, it's a great game. So don't worry about it.
That's why, like, you've been all gung-ho, so I'm...
People are being way too sensitive and ignoring a lot of other great things about the game, so...
I haven't played any of it, so this is just me spitballing fan theory here, is that, like, Ellie dies in the end and everyone's like, whoa, what was the point?
Yeah.
What was the point of this whole game? That's all I can think of.
Again, that is not a spoiler. Enough. That's just conjecture.
Not a spoiler. I'm making opinions. Our aesthetic is opinions, yeah. Not facts.
As somebody who's about to play the game, that's what you're guessing it is. But even, let's say if it is like that, there's still amazing gameplay to be had, and that's what we're here for. We're not here for the Joel and Ellie show that can never, ever end.
No. Are you kidding? I'm so annoyed with him. Like, I was pissed off at him at the end of the first game for lying to her, for, like, putting himself above the entire world's safety. Like, bad move, dude. Yes, happy it came out about bringing us a second game, sure, but moral-wise... Come on, Joel. That was not cool.
Yeah, I get it. And then on top of that, lying to her, I didn't think that was right. I think you should have told her right away, like, look, I'm just...
I've held on to the theory that she's, like, known. Like,
I think she knew, but she's a kid. And, like, what is she gonna... She can't get there by herself. Yeah. You can't live with that guilt. You don't really want to die. That's hard.
Yeah. When she asks him and he, like, lies to her, they, like, pan back to her and it's kind of like... It's almost like she looks disappointed because she knows he's lying. And I'm like...
I felt that too.
Oof.
Yeah.
Ooh. So that's why I'm super stoked to play the new one. Because I want to see how my theories pan out. I want to see how it's going. What's going on now.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, I'm just plugging away. I don't think I have anything super significant happening coming up here soon.
But you got your hair done and it looks real nice, you guys.
Thank you.
We are
so
finally
much.
Out of our COVID hair.
Yes, and Amber and I both.
Yes. I am no longer blue. I dyed my hair back to a neutral brunette for now. giving you Betty Boop hair. Realness.
Oh yeah, Betty Boop realness.
and it's not very exciting, but it's nice to have healthy hair again. And with me, I have just been playing The Last of Us 2, man. I cannot wait to talk about it. I'm so passionate about this game. I just released the very beginning of the prologue on my YouTube channel. So if you guys want to check it out on YouTube, username is AmberPlaster22. I am going to just inhale more of that game now. That's what I'm going to do after I get out this.
Amazing. Well... Thank you for coming here together with me today to chat about dating simulators. As always, guys, feel free to message us about your opinions, your favorite dating sims. Message us about things you want to hear us game and gab about. We are 100% open to your suggestions. We love them. Throw them at us. And yeah. We'll see you next time. You can catch me on the internet at Dayan Hutton on Twitter and YouTube, as well as Dabraham_Lincoln at both Twitch and Instagram. I did release some like reaction videos to trailers of the upcoming Don't Nod games on my YouTube if you want to check those out.
Yes. And you guys can keep the conversation going with me at AmberPlaster on all social media. Special thank you to our patrons. We do have a Patreon. If you want to support the podcast, we would appreciate it. Although we are just happy that you are here. You can go to patreon.com/gaminginn, as in Nancy, a gabbing. Nancy. And a special thank you to our patrons, Mark and Elias, the moving elastic Elias.
And the moving Mark and Elastica.
I don't know why I went with that, you guys. I just was going around a bunch of words in my head and I had used up a lot of the other ones. So.
Hey. It's good. I like it.
Thank you, Day. Thank you. You see this friendship? Do you see the support? Thank you. She supports
it's there.
You guys, thank you so much for being here.
Like a good bra.
Oh, Day is there. This is getting
I'll
weird.
Be there.
This is getting
okay.
weird.
Okay, thanks for listening, guys.
Let's Stay get safe. Out of here.
Stay safe. Make smart choices. Be cool.
Everyone be cool.